Tonight's shir, Simen Samech Vov, Sif Dalid, and Sif He. Sif Dalid, Kohen Shehaya Korei Kriyashma, Ukuruhu Lekos Batera. A Kohen is reciting Kriyashma, he came late to davening, he's saying Kriyashma, and he gets an aliyah. The Gabbai calls him up to the Torah. Yesh Misha Oimer Shemafsik. There are those who say that he should stop and take the aliyah. And there are those who say that no, he keeps on saying Shema and he ignores the Gabbai. Now he paskin like the second Yesh Misha Oimer, Yesh V'Yesh, Halacha like the second Yesh, Eino Mafsik. Mishtabura Sivkon Chavdalt, Kriyashma. O Shahaya Oyesik Bevichosel. The Kohen is saying Shema or the Birchas Kriyashma. It's all the same halacha. Ubein shu oim be'emsa ha'perek or bein ha'perekam, whether he's in the middle of a section or between sections. V'kosev el yirabah v'derech ha'chayim de'bein ge'ulu tefila lo ya'ala afila im k'ruhu. El yirabah v'derech ha'chayim point out that all the opinions agree that once he said the Baruch Gal Yisrael, even though he didn't start Hashem Sfasa yet, it's over. He's saying Hashem Sfasa, he's not taking the aliyah, he smokes a michas gulat filo, he's in Dash Shmoneh Esrei right away. Vein Tzorech Loim b'Mesech Shmoneh Esrei, and obviously in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he gets called for an aliyah, he ignores them and continues his Shmoneh Esrei. Sifkan Chafei, Shemafsik. So the first Shita holds that he gets called up for an aliyah, whether it's between sections or in the middle of a section, he takes the aliyah. Tabrei Kavod Habiyos v'Yurasa Mafsik v'Chanal, because we learned that there's a halacha of interrupting your kriyashma in order to give honor, and especially if there's a degree of fear for people, certainly to give cover to the Torah, he would interrupt. Well, if he's according to this, afilu karo'u the Yisrael alos haTorah, even if the Yisrael got the aliyah, gam kein mafsik, he would also interrupt. Afilu b'emsa kriyashma, even in the middle of kriyashma. The only reason Shulchan Aruch picked on the case of the kohen, like Mishum Mevusas, because of a chiddush that Yesh Oimim Hasheni, the second Yesh Oimim, Shesfirli who holds the Einu Mask not to interrupt, Afila Bechayin, even a Kohen doesn't interrupt. The time and the reason is the Ainz of Bizayin LaTorah. They hold there's no Bizayin LaTorah. It's not a disgrace for the Torah. Kimet Sheinu Mafsik Mishum Shoyisik BeMitzvos Kriyashma Uvechasel, because the reason he's not interrupting is because he's busy with his Kriyashma and the Brachas. So that's not a bizayon for the Torah. Even if he's a Kohen, we're not afraid that people will say, oh, there's a Pagam, there's something wrong with his lineage, he's not a kosher Kohen. If Loyalef doesn't take the Aliyah, she had seal of La, she pulsed, someone might say a rumor about him that he's not fit to be a Kohen. The reason he's not taking the aliyah is because he's at a place where he can't interrupt. There's no pagam either. Everyone knows that's the reason. So the only reason we picked on the kohen is to point out this extra chiddush in the second opinion. But the halacha is consistent whether it's a kohen or a levi yisrael. According to the second Yesh Misha Omer, that the kohen does not interrupt, so then a Yisrael will take the Aliyah. If there's no other Kohen, a Yisrael can take the Aliyah as well. We'll just bypass the Kohen entirely and go straight to Yisrael. So it makes no difference if there are other Kohanim or there aren't other Kohanim. According to the second Shita, the Kohen does not take the Aliyah. Siv Katan Chafav. The Halacha Kidvarv. The Mechaber concludes that we pass like the second Yesh Misha Omer. However, that's not the end of the story. V'achroinim Kasu D'chayim No'agin Ha'olim K'yesh Omer Kama. The Achronim all right that we don't go like the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin like the first Yeshayim. Vafilu b'karol Yisrael, even if they call up Yisrael, v'oy b'emtza Kriyashma, he's in the middle of Kriyashma, after Nuchal Ahasik Yisrael Achim, though we can easily replace him with another Kohen, with another Yisrael. Aval Pikein, no Hagen, Shem Afsikin, the Kavod HaTorah. Nonetheless, we say that he should stop for Kavod HaTorah. Levad, unless he's mamish in the pasuk of Shema uburshem, lo yafsik be'em tsa'on, he should not interrupt right at that point. He should finish the pasuk of Shema uburshem, then he takes the aliyah. and we do not alter the minhagim because of we don't want machlekes, and that's that. Achim yuchal lemar l'saim ad haperek. Now, if he's in the middle of a section and he could quickly finish the section, he should quickly finish the section. V'men yuchal l'saim ad haperek, and if he can't finish the section, yisam al kapam lehechad asal ginyona, then he should at least within the perek try to find a likely stop of a topic. Achla akabish v'zel yakab. He shouldn't hold up the tzibur for that. Although, however, lo yikri emachazin, when someone gets the aliyah, and he's in the middle of kriyishma, and he gets called up to the Torah, he's not supposed to read along with the Baal Kairi, even though normally we say that someone who gets an aliyah should read the Baal Kairi. Not in this case. Rak sheyir lahatos oznoi, v'shmoy menu, he should tilt his ear and pay attention and listen. Certainly he does not tell the Gabbai to make him a Mishaberach. But if in the, he made a Mishaberach, and in the middle of the Chazan says, I forgot your name, what's your name? Everyone agrees he can respond. And he covered, because this is a response, he covered. When he returns to his Kriyishma, he goes back to where he left off. Even if the laning was a long aliyah, it was enough time to lane this whole kriyishma, it makes no difference. Also, this is only b'diavad. They called him up, and he's in the middle of kriyishma. Even if he's not in kriyishma yet, he's just in birchus kriyishma. And certainly in the middle of kriyishma, lo yikru, also the Gabi shouldn't call him up. Afilu ain sham kain elahu, even if he's the only kain in shul. Tadakamechesh bezel if a gamma, we're not worried about pagam. We don't look at it as a blemish on the kain. Kimcho oisib kriyishma, since he's involved in saying kriyishma. Rak yikul yisrael b'mekamo, he should call up a yisrael in his place. Umutul kursib b'shmo, he could call up in his name. V'yom bim kam kain. V'yesh cholkin, some disagree. V'oim the gam bezel shach pagam the kain. It would be a pagam to the kain. Not everyone knows he's saying Kriyishma. So we could be makel and rely on this view to call up the Kayin if he's the only Kayin, even though we know he's not Kriyishma. But it should be Beina Prakim. Ideally, if he's the only Kayin and he knows he's the only Kayin, he should get out of shul. He should step out of the sanctuary before they make the first aliyah. So he knows he can't call him that. V'chein adin lebelevi, and the same is true with the Levi. V'nir ha-pashut, it would seem obvious. T'ma sefer Torah munach al ha-shulchan. If the sefer Torah is sitting on the shulchan. V'hein la-misha yucha likros bo. And there's no one who knows how to lay in. Kim zeh sh'oim b'kriyishma v'yichasek, except for the Baal Kairi, who's in the middle of kriyishma and the brachas. L'kuli alma, all opinions would agree. Yocha la-hafzik. He can interrupt the Shema for Kavod Torah. But if he could easily finish the section, he should finish the section. And even if he has to lane, he has to make sure that he's not calling up the Olim for their aliyahs. He can't be the Gabbai during that period because it's a Hefzik. Now, there are a number of notes on the side about this scenario. And he says, first of all, it's not just if they call him up for a regular aliyah. If they call him up for maftir, so then he could take the aliyah. And if the minig is that the oyla maftir reads the haftarah, he can read the haftarah too. If he has to bench goyimel, zok mevoz and shevet alevi, he cannot bench goyimel. That he cannot do. Then he says, even though the minig is that when you get an aliyah, you stand by the shulchan till the next aliyah is over. He says, not in this case. Because Aruch HaShulchan, in this case, as soon as he finishes his aliyah, he goes to a seat and finishes Shema. If you're in the middle of Shema, you don't delay two aliyahs worth. Duchening. What about a kohen going to duchen in the middle of Kriyishma? So he quotes Tshuvas Halachas Ketanis.
He's really late.
That if there are other, and it's not that late. This is before if he's finished the Sorel, but Shas is before laning. So, if there are other Kahanim, he should step outside. If he's the only Kayin, he could go up for Kavod Tzibur and Duchen. And he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky that It makes no difference if it's not a kohen or not. He holds he can go up. The fact is, he's only mechalik. He brings a halachas katanis to mechalik if there are other kohanim or not. L'chora, if there's one other kohen, there's another side he should go up, make a diraisa. So he's not mechalik, but the mechalik says it makes no difference. Either way, makes no kohanim, he should go up, and he could duchen during that time. Then he brings a shayla, what happens if it's chodesh elul, and there's no one who knows Abel Shofar? He's really late.
Yeah.
He's really late. And he's saying Kriya Shema and Abel Shofar. So he calls Laloch, he could blow Shofar ben Aprokin. It's not worse than Shor b'Shalom Adam Nichbad. So the Tzibur is in the Adam Nichbad Azah, covered Tzibur Adam, he could blow Shofar ben Aprokin. Se'iv hey. The Elu Hain ben Aprokin. We've been discussing the Prokim, so these are the Prokim. These are the sections. Bein bracha l'rishoyin l'shnia. The first section is the first bracha, second section is second bracha. So the first Bein HaProkim is between Yeretz HaMa'oiris and Avarama. The second parak is the second bracha, and the next break is Bein Shnia l'shma. So Shema is the third section. So the second break is between HaBaruch HaMasa B'Avo and Shema. Then Bein Shema l'vahoyim Shemaya. The end of the first parasha of Shema and the parasha of Vahoya is another set in between, and then Vahoya Shemar leVayomer, and the last break is between Vahoya and Vayomer. Al bein Vayomer lemes v'yatziv liyafsik, but there is no break between Vayomer and emes v'yatziv. Shlahafsik bein Hashem leemes. You don't want to separate between Hashem and emes. El yomer ni Hashem elokechem emes. Vaz yafsik kedin v'emes haperek. Then he could stop like emsa haperek, but it's not bein aprokim. So essentially, there's five sections. First bracha, second bracha. First parasha Shema, second parasha Shema. And then third parasha Shema to the end. It's one unit. So you have five sections and four in-betweens. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sivkan Chav Zayin, Bein HaProkim. These are the Bein HaProkim. The Bein HaProkim, the Arvis Gam, Kendina Kom Shachris. The Prokim at Marav are identical to the morning, except there's more brachas. V'ayim be'alocha, look in be'alocha. Sivkon chavches, lo yafsik. One should not be mafsik between v'yomer and emes v'yatsiv. Hatam, the reason is, mishum dechsiv, because the pasuk says, v'ashem elokim emes, l'figach ein lahafsik bo, so we don't want to interrupt. V'uchomer afilim emes ha'perek, so it's even more strict than emes ha'perek, than the middle of perek, v'ayim be'ergo, look in the Vilna Gaon's parish. Sivkon chavtes, shalo lahafsik. One should not mafsik between Hashem and Emes. Afilu b'shia ba'amli, even a delay, even if you don't verbally interrupt, even with a delay, you shouldn't. Sifkar lamid elokechem Emes. Mash mashein tzurich lomar yosef. The implication is you could stop right there. V'yeshes some hold the kiman de v'yatsiv who gam kein loshen Emes. Since the word v'yatsiv is also a true term of truth, ein lahafsik bein Emes the v'yatsiv. So you shouldn't stop at Emes. You should say V'yatsiv. But the Vilna Gaon says to follow the Shulchan Aruch that we stop at Emes. There's an idea l'chadchila to be careful. But the Maisa, we don't say V'yatsiv. We say Emes, and we stop at Emes.